Just after 8.5 minutes past seven, it's time for It Says in the Papers from Caroline Murphy.
HSE ups number of executives by 10%. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Times today, as the paper leads with a story on the number of senior managers in HSE hospitals. We're told they've increased by more than a tenth in the last 3.5 years, despite significant retrenchment in budgets over the period. And Martin Wall says too that the increase took place at the same time as nursing and support staff levels fell. He says the figures come from a HSE report which was obtained under Freedom of Information, and that the agency itself said the increase at middle management level was due to the Haddington Road deal and to general progression of staff from lower grades. Another HSE story on page 2 of the paper, meanwhile, is about the spend on agency staff. Wall says the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform has forecast that the bill for them may reach €326 million this year, and that the surge is serving to cancel out any savings made on other areas of the pay bill. He says that up to the end of September, the spend was €252 million, a 43% increase year on year. The decrease year on year in what parents have in their pockets, meanwhile, makes the lead story in the Irish Independent. The Parent Trap is the headline. The story says that parents of young children have suffered financial hits of up to €3,000 a year from changes to state payments and higher charges directed at parents since the downturn in 2008. Charlie Weston says a national campaign will demand more help for parents and children. We're told the National Women's Council and ICTU are joining forces to push the government and employers to ease the pressure on families. The pressure on the economy, meanwhile, is not easing as much as we'd like to think, at least according to the lead story in the Irish Examiner. Economy not as strong as figures suggest is the headline. The story is a report on that warning by the Fiscal Council that while GDP might have increased by 7.6%, the actual growth rate was 3.6%. We're told that while the Council broadly endorsed government policy, it criticised it for not implementing €2 billion of cuts in last month's budget. This story makes the front of the Times too, under the headline Fiscal Chief Warns Against Impact of Giveaway Politics on Economy. The Irish Daily Mail leads this morning with a story on the drug problem in Dublin. Shooting up in the shadow of the Dáil is the headline over a picture of two drug users injecting themselves just outside Leinster House. Niamh Lyons says there have now been calls for the government to stop the rot of open drug use plaguing our capital. But finally, will we get open marking by teachers of their pupils for the junior cert? In the Times, Fintan O'Toole weighs into that debate under the headline Why Teachers Shouldn't Have to Grade Their Own Pupils. He says that already it's the case that a good proportion of the projects submitted for state exams are the work of the Mammies of Ireland. And while this is sweet and caring, it's also corrupt. And so he declares, Ireland's a place where corners are cut, where connections matter, and where rules are made to be bent. That makes it a place where you can't trust a system in which these things are possible. I hate the current system, he concludes, but while it may get an E on many of the deeper goals of education, it gets an A+ on fairness.
Thank you, Caroline.